KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, Brandon Beyer of Atlantic was part of a 4x100-meter relay team representing the United States that placed fourth in the M10 division at the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates on Wednesday. Brandon was joined on the team by Calvin Massenburg, Christopher Lloyd, Xavier Tucker, and James Enoch Dawson. They ran a time of 51.22 seconds in the finals. A team from Hong Kong won the gold medal, a Canadian team was second, and a team from Australia took the bronze medal in that event. Brandon also placed fifth in his division, the 100 meters on Tuesday. He'll also bring home a bronze medal that he won in the shot put earlier this week. A welcome home event will be held for Brandon this Saturday morning with a fire truck caravan leading him into Atlantic at 10:30 a.m. That'll originate from the LDS Church just east of Atlantic on Highway 6 and 71. A reception will be held at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA at about 10:45 Saturday morning, and all are welcome and encouraged to come show their support. Well, Duke now knows its opponent for the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Tyson Ward scored 23 points, and North Dakota State earned the right to face the Blue Devils on Friday by posting a 78-74 victory against North Carolina Central in a first four tournament game last night. Vinny Shaheed had 14 points, including a pair of foul shots with 8 seconds left to seal that game for the Bison. The Eagles squandered an outstanding night by senior center Rasan Davis, who scored 20 points and pulled down 16 rebounds. In Wednesday's other NCAA tournament game, Lugentz Dort overcame a hard foul with a leg injury to score 21 points and lead Arizona State to a 74-65 win over St. John's. The Sun Devils represented the Pac-12 well after the conference went 0-3 in the tournament last season. Arizona State will take on Buffalo on Friday. Shamori Pons had 25 points for the Red Storm. Now, another college basketball action yesterday. Lots of tournament play. In the NIT first round, Norfolk State beat Alabama 80-79. Xavier over Toledo 78-64. It was Harvard topping Georgetown 71-68. Wichita State beat Furman 76-70. TCU over Sam Houston State 82-69. Nebraska edging Butler 80-76. In the CIT tournament first round, it was Green Bay over ETSU 102-94. Presbyterian beating Seattle 73-68. Texas Southern needed overtime to outscore New Orleans 95-89, and it was Rio Grande over Grambling State 74-73. In the CBI tournament, first-round action saw DePaul beat Central Michigan 100-86, Brown over UAB 83-78, Coastal Carolina topping Howard 81-72, South Florida needed overtime to beat Stony Brook 82-79, Longwood beat Southern Miss 90-68, West Virginia over Grand Canyon 77-63, and Loyola Marymount beat California Baptist 56-55. Lots of basketball on the slate for today, including 16 first-round games as part of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. In first-round action from the South Regional today, St. Mary's will play Villanova, and Old Dominion will face off against Purdue. In the East Regional, Minnesota plays Louisville. Bradley will face Michigan State. Also, Yale plays LSU, and Belmont will face Maryland. In the West Regional, Fairleigh Dickinson battles Gonzaga. Baylor will play Syracuse. Vermont faces Florida State. Murray State plays Marquette. Florida battles Nevada, and it's Montana versus Michigan. Also, in the Midwest Regional, Abilene Christian will play Kentucky. Seton Hall faces Wofford. New Mexico State will play Auburn, and Northeastern will battle Kansas today. Those are all first-round NCAA tournament games. In CIT action today, first-round play, FAU, Florida Atlantic, will play Charleston Southern tonight. Cal Bakersfield will face Cal State Fullerton. Kent State will play Louisiana Monroe. Also, Hampton will face St. Francis of Brooklyn in first-round action in the CIT tournaments. In Major League Baseball news, Ichiro Suzuki started for the Seattle Mariners today in what the Japanese news agency Kyodo is reporting will be his final Major League game. The 45-year-old Ichiro fouled out his first time up and grounded out in his next at-bat against Oakland, and each time the crowd chanted his name as camera flashes and iPhones lit up the 45,000 sellout at the Tokyo Dome. Kyodo didn't cite the source of its report. Seattle manager Scott Servais had hinted that after Ichiro started in a season-opening victory against the Athletics on Wednesday, he might not start the final game of the brief series that opened up the Major League Baseball season. He said he wasn't quite sure. He thought we'd give him the opportunity to go out there. And he says, I'd love to see him get a couple of hits and finish on a high note here. I want to do the right thing. Ichiro has been swarmed over in games in Japan. On Thursday, today, he signed caps, jerseys, photos, and balls down the left field line with security guards on megaphones telling people to be careful. He saluted the crowd, taking his spot in the outfield, and tossed a half dozen balls to fans behind the third base dugouts. In batting practice, fans in that same spot were wearing shirts with Ichiro's name on it. Ichiro's had a difficult spring, finding it hard to rebound after stepping aside last May to become a Mariners front office assistant. He was 2-for-25 in spring training games. He has 3,089 hits since joining the Mariners in 2001, and another 1,278 playing earlier in Japan, baseball's all-time hits leader. Between his time in Japan and his time in the majors, he's played 28 seasons. He was 0-for-1 with a walk and a pop-out in yesterday's 9-7 Seattle win over the A's. A sellout crowd of 45,000 turned out again today to watch Ichiro and the Mariners rookie pitcher Yusei Kikuchi, who made his first start in the majors. That's a good game today. They're in the top of the eighth inning right now with the Mariners and the A's tied at 4 apiece. Seattle jumped out to an early 3-0 lead, but the Mariners haven't been able to hang on, as so Oakland scored 2 in the bottom of the 7th to tie the game at 4-4. They're currently again in the top of the 8th inning in that contest. In other Major League Baseball news, rookie Brandon Lowe has agreed to a 6-year, $24 million contract with the Tampa Bay Rays 7 months after making his Major League debut. Lowe's deal includes club options for 2025 and 2026, with escalators that could make the agreement worth $49 million over 8 seasons. The 24-year-old infielder and outfielder has just 58 days of Major League service. Lowe joins Evan Longoria, Matt Moore, and Chris Archer as players with less than a year of Major League service when they accepted long-term deals with Tampa Bay. The Astros and right-hander Ryan Pressly agreed to a 3-year, $20.4 million contract, a deal that adds $17.5 million over an additional 2 seasons for Pressly, who would have been eligible for free agency after this season. Outfielder Matt Joyce has reached agreement on a minor league deal with the Giants following his release by Cleveland. The White Sox are nearing a $43 million 6-year contract with highly regarded outfield prospect Eloy Jimenez. That's according to a person familiar with the negotiations. Jimenez's deal would nearly double the previous high for a player with no major league service. Jimenez was a key part of a trade that sent pitcher Jose Quintana to the Cubs during the 2017 season. Bryce Harper finally got his first spring training hit with the Philadelphia Phillies after an 0-for-9 start. The slugger lined a 97-mile-an-hour fastball to center on a 2-1 pitch from Detroit Tigers right-hander Spencer Turnbull in the 4th inning of Wednesday's game. In NFL news, the Chicago Bears say they've re-signed veteran punter Pat O'Donnell to a 2-year contract. So O'Donnell has spent all 5 of his seasons with Chicago and is the franchise's leader with a 44.9-yard career gross average. He averaged 45 yards per punt last season and tied a career high with 28 punts inside the 20-yard line. The Jets have found another backup for quarterback Sam Darnold by working out a 1-year package with Trevor Siemian. That's a $2 million deal with a maximum value of $3 million in incentives. It appears that a bill that would legalize and tax sports betting in Iowa may ban bets on games involving college and university teams from Iowa. Representative Vicki Lensing of Iowa City says there were concerns that some athletes might be pressured to miss a free throw or drop a pass in order to secure a certain outcome.
I'm not assuming that young athletes would be swayed, but we want to take away that temptation.
The House committee endorsed the proposal to ban bets on the performance of athletes in games or matches involving Iowa college teams Wednesday. Another panel in the House also has voted to tack the concept onto the sports betting bill. Lensing says she'd prefer to ban bets on any college sport, but she's pleased there's momentum for at least banning bets on Iowa college and university teams.
They are playing for the sport of the game and not to be influenced by money or anything else that might change how they would play the game.
Members of the House and Senate are considering a plan that would let the state-licensed casinos offer an app for placing bets on professional and college sports. Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton is the House Republican who's been assigned the task of rounding up yes votes for legalized sports betting.
Historically, gambling bills are not partisan. This isn't going to pass without bipartisan votes, and so I commit today to work with all of you to ensure that we have the conversations that can make this as palatable for everyone.
The proposal calls for imposing a state tax on the bets placed on sporting events. Bill backers warn it won't yield millions in extra revenue for the states, but will police, regulate, and tax a currently illegal activity. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.